Kodesh Rov, good morning.
Kodesh Rov, good morning.
We're going to be starting Psalm 37 today. The two links we will be utilizing both are found on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of each Yeshem webpage. When the link opens up, scroll down to where it says the Tanit Dibur, the Fast of Words, and you will have two links. One is titled the Psalms Landing Page, the other is Tanit Dibur. It's right under the Psalms Landing Page. And in both, please scroll down to Psalm 37 or Tehillim 37. And we will start with the Psalms Landing Page at Tehillim 37, and I'll start with Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin tehdiki lurhinu iti lurhinu ehinu. Ve'afda Lashem yud he dovav he. Ve'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kananei aleinu ma'asei adenu kananehu. Tehillim 37. King David exhorts his generation not to be jealous of the prosperity of the wicked, for it may lead to falling into their ways. Rather, put your trust in Hashem. Conduct yourself with integrity, and Hashem will take care of everything. Please note that King David's generation includes every generation, because every generation has a Mashiach ben David in potential. So every generation is being spoken to from this Psalm 37. The Kavanah to have when we're saying this Psalm is exactly this statement. Do not be concerned with what someone else has. Put your trust, put your certainty in Hashem, and Hashem will take care of exactly what you need. The first word is LeDavid. And if you have the time, and I highly recommend that you read the full introduction to the yearning for the redemption PDF file that we'll be using today. It's a long introduction, but there's tremendous benefit in the information there, information that you can choose to make part of your life. There are 40 verses in Psalm 37, and so I do not think we will complete the psalm today. 40 is the gematria of the Hebrew letter Mem, which is translated as water. Water represents the energy of chesed, of loving kindness. Water is the highest form of love in the physical world. Now let's transfer to the Yearning for Redemption PDF. Verse 1. Le David al tidhar Ba'am re'im al tekaneh, be'oseh avla, By David, do not compete with those who practice evil. Do not be jealous of those who practice deceit. Footnote 69. Do not compete with those who practice evil. Do not imitate their ways. Alternatively, do not be frustrated by the success of those who practice evil. Or, do not be fooled into thinking that you also must be deceitful in order to attain wealth or position or power or ease of life. Verse 2. Ki kechatzayer mehera yimalu ukyere deshe. Yibolun. For like grass, they will soon be cut down. Grass, their success will be short-lived. Like vegetation, they will quickly wither. Footnote 70. For like grass, the Hebrew word is chatsir, they will soon be cut down. Yimolu. Yimolu, from the word mila, cutting. Like grass, their success will be short-lived. The Hebrew word is mitzudot. Like vegetation, yerek deshe, they will quickly wither. Chatzir and yerek deshe both refer to the green vegetation of spring, which dries up and withers as soon as the hot summer sun begins to shine. In the same way, those who practice evil and deceit will dry up and wither, for their success is transient and never had any true value, not for themselves and certainly not for others. Verse 3. Betach v'adonai yohei wahei waseto shekan eretz urei emuna. Trust in Hashem and do good. In return, Hashem will reward you. You will then dwell securely in the land and earn a livelihood that is based on being faithful and trustworthy. Footnote 71. Rashi has said, trust in Hashem. Do not say, if I don't steal and rob, or if I give tzedakah, how will I make a living? Rather, do what is good and righteous, and your dwelling in the land will be prolonged and blessed with true success. You shall eat well and earn a good livelihood in return for your emunah, that you believed in Hashem and relied upon Him. I need to express an understanding. The Psalms, all 150 chapters, relate to the level of Malchut. And as relating to Malchut, there are people who are not spiritual who say the Psalms. So the English translation with its addition of Hashem will reward you, this is not the Kabbalistic view. Rabbi Sutton is a student of Kabbalah, but he added this, if I can put words in his mouth, he added this to be complete with people who still see the world in terms of reward and punishment, whereas the Kabbalist sees the world in terms of cause and effect. The fourth verse. V'titanag al Adonai Yohewahe Vayiten lecha Mishalot libecha. You will delight in Hashem, and He will fulfill your heart's desires. There are seven words connecting to the seven lower sephirot. There are 26 letters, and we should all know by now 26 is the gematria of Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. So this verse is a clear connection to Hashem. The fifth verse. Gol al Hashem darkecha ukach alav v'hu yaseh. Just turn to Hashem in all your ways and rely on Him for all your needs. Trust in Him and He will do. He will guide you in all your ways and make sure that you arrive at your desired destination. Eight words connecting to the Sephirah of Bina, rising above the physical world into the spiritual levels, into the level of mind over emotion. Twenty-nine connects to the Hebrew month of Av that we entered in last night and today is Rosh Chodesh. 29 is the gematria of the Kaf and the Tet together. As we discussed last night, it's also the gematria of the Hebrew word Kozev, bind together. The only way you will arrive at your desired destination is through unity. Through unity expressed as loving kindness. The sixth verse. Kohotzio kaor sikecha umishpatecha katzacharayim. As opposed to those who practice evil, He will bring your righteousness forth like the light of the dawn for all to see. As opposed to those practice deceit who will fear Hashem's judgment, He will bring forth your judgment, your merit, your meritoriousness, like the noonday sun. Five words connecting to the five worlds. Twenty-six letters connecting directly to Hashem. The seventh verse. Dom Lashem Betit Cholel Lo al tikhar b'matzliach darko b'ish oseh silent before Hashem and hope to him alone. He be silent and wait patiently in the face of his decrees, even if they seem unfair, even if the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper. Wait for his salvation. Do not be jealous of the one whose ways are successful, who attains temporal success, of the man who uses trickery to attain his ends. If something happens in your life that you feel is unfair, always remember that this world is perfectly just. So look within you to find where you have done incorrect, where you have made these mistakes, and do teshuvah. Eleven words, which includes everything, the 10 Sephirot of holiness, and the 11th being the negative system. Five letters, which is the gematria of the Hebrew word Adam, which means a human, a man, including the female aspect. The 8th verse. Erech me'ach ve'azov, chema al titchar, ach lecha rea. Relent from anger, leave off from becoming heated. Stop being jealous of the one whose only thought is to do evil. Footnote 72. Erech, which we have translated as relent, literally means to relax. In other words, breathe deeply and just let your anger go. Let it pass through you. Let it pass beyond you. Let it leave you. This is a technique that works if you will have stopped your reaction. These deep cleansing breaths that we take will release the anger out of our reactive emotions. The 9th verse. Ki mirein Yikarehum, Wekorway Hashem Hema, Yirshu Aretz. For those who practice evil will be cut off, while those who hope in Hashem will dwell securely in the land. Eight words connecting to Bina, rising above the physical world. Two letters connecting to the 32 paths of wisdom. 32 letters connecting to the heart and elevating it to the level of wisdom. The 11th Pasuk. Wanavin Hirshu Aretz Vehitangu Al Rosh Shalom. On the contrary, the humble will inherit the land, the world. They shall delight in an abundance of peace, serenity, and goodness. You'll notice I'm adding some words to where the translation seems to be more conducive or more aware of what people normally translate the word shalom. The 12th pasuk. Zomem rasha ladik la tzadik v'chorek alav shinav. Compare this with the bitter life of the wicked man. The wicked man lies in ambush for and thinks only of trapping the righteous man. He grits his teeth at him in his anger. Footnote 74. The commentator Malbim said, even when you see the wicked man succeed against the righteous man, don't be fooled. In the end, the apparent success that he was given will go to his head and prove to be his downfall. The 11th verse. Wanavin Yirshu Aretz Vehitangu Arav Shalom. I already did that, didn't I? I also did 12 minus. So verse 13. Adonai Yishak Lo Hira'aki Avo Yomo. Adonai is merely mocking him, seeing to it that his end is near. Please note, because it's an important note, the name is used for this verse is Adonai, the name that connects to the level of Malkut. What it's implying and what is true, when you see a wicked person prevail over a righteous person, it is only happening in the physical world. It's only because the wicked person is concerned about physical wealth, physical health, physical things, whereas the righteous man is concerned about the spiritual, because the physical will follow the spiritual. The 14th verse. Cherev padhu rishayim ledarku kashtam lehapil ani v'evyon litboach yishrei derech. On the outer stage of history, we see the wicked draw their sword and cock their bows, in order to fell the poor and the dispossessed, in order to stay or to slay those who walk the straight path. Verse 15. Karbam tavo vilvam bekashtotam tisha barna. But the day comes when their sword enters their own heart and their bows are broken. five words connecting to the five worlds. And 25 letters connecting to 5 times 5, the five worlds within the five worlds. And I will add the five worlds within the five worlds within Malchut. Verse 16. Tov me'at la'tzadik me'hamon rasha'im rabim. A little wealth is good enough for the righteous, more than the many possessions of the wicked. I hope you take these words to heart. Six words connecting to the Zeranpin, the spiritual level, the level of the righteous. Verse 17. Ki zeroat, ki zeroat, reshaim tisha varna, v'somesh sadikim, Hashem. With a strong arm, the material success of the wicked will be broken, whereas Hashem will always support the righteous. Seven words connecting to the lower seven Sephiroth, the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. Thirty-four letters is Dalet Lamet, the word Dal, which means poor. When you have lack, it's an indication that that lack will be fulfilled. You just have to change some aspect of yourself, and the fulfillment will follow. Verse 18. Yodea Hashem Yemei Tamimim Benachalatam Leolam Tihye. Hashem knows and loves the days of the wholehearted. Their inheritance will endure forever. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. Thirty-one letters connecting to the Hebrew word El. Aleph Lamed, the name of God, dealing with the level of Hakma. Verse 19. Lo levoshu peit ravi me ravon ispau. They will not be shamed during hard times. In times of famine, they will be satisfied. Seven words. You already know the answer. Twenty-seven letters connecting to all of the energy of the 27 Hebrew letters, the 22 and the 5 final letters. verse 20. Ki Rashaim Yovedu Viove Hashem Kikar Karim Kalu Ve'ashan Kalu. For the wicked will perish. Hashem's enemies will fade away like the morning mist. They will disappear like smoke. Ten words connecting to the ten sefirot. Thirty-nine letters, which connects to the Hebrew word tal, the Hebrew word meaning dew, which is a code word connecting to the process of Mashiach. The 20th verse. Ki Rashi Rishayim Yovedu Vayove. Hashem Kikar Karim Kalu Ve'ashan Kalu. I guess I did that one already. So verse 21. Lo erasha velo yishalem v'tzadik chonen v'noten. The wicked man borrows but does not repay his debt. The righteous man not only does not steal, but he graces others and gives of his own. Twenty-seven letters connecting to all of the energy in the universe. Verse 22. Ki mivorakav yirshu aretz kulalav yikaretu. For those whom he, Hashem, blesses will inherit the land, the world, whereas those whom he curses will be cut off. The verse is in the level of Zeranpin because karet, the cutting off, only takes place, I shouldn't say only, but it takes place on the spiritual level. Verse 23. Me Hashem mitzadeh gever konanu v'darko yechatz. Hashem guides the steps of a man. He delights in his way and gives him success. Six words connecting to Zeranpin. Twenty-seven letters. Again, you know the answers. The 24th verse. Ki polo yotal ki ad Hashem somech yado. Though he, the righteous, may fall, he is never forsaken, for Hashem supports his hand. Eleven words connecting to the ten sefirot plus the negative system. my mistake in that counting. We're on verse 24. There are eight words connecting us to Bina. Twenty-four letters connecting to the 24 hours of the day. Connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel and to the 12 angels that we say on Shabbat morning, the 12 words where Yitzhak and Rachel are concealed in those words. The 25th verse. Na'ar ha'iti gam zakanti v'lo ra'iti tzadik nezav v'zaro mevakesh lachem. I know this, for I have been young and have now grown old, but I have never seen a righteous man forsaken, nor his children seeking only bread, only material sustenance. The 26th verse, which will be our last for today. Ko hayom konenu malve dezaro livracha. All day long, constantly, he acts kindly and loans others. As a result, his seed is blessed. Pasuk 75. The commentator Malbin says, a man's steps are arranged from and by Hashem. Even the path he chooses in life is predetermined, such that even when he falls and is therefore unable to follow the path that he has chosen, he will not be abandoned. On the contrary, even his fall was for his benefit, for Hashem was supporting his hand, and he purposely put a barrier in his way for his ultimate benefit. I know this, for I have been young, but I have also grown old, and I have never seen a tzaddik abandoned completely to the point that his children were begging just for physical bread, such that even if he became impoverished by bestowing of his good fortune on others and lending them his money, still his children will be blessed in the merit of their father's righteousness. We're stopping here because we can't finish all 40 verses today. And it's a good place to stop at the 26th verse. So does anyone have any questions? Shalom, Kodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shalom to all.